The Italian crime writer Andrea Camilleri has died at the age of 93. The prolific author was most famous for his beloved Inspector Montalbano series, 27 books which followed the honest and loyal police chief Salvo Montalbano as he investigated crimes in Sicily. Emilio Lamonaco is a scholarly teaching fellow at Macquarie University who has done extensive research on Camilleri. He told me the author wrote the first Montalbano book while suffering from writer's block on a different project.
And he said, okay, what can I do in order to distract myself from that? And said, okay, I'll write a crime fiction novel. So he invented this character called Inspector Montalbano, inspired by a writer, Vasquez Montalban. And so this character is a lover of food, and he is a lover of justice, and he defends all the people. He's also a bit of an when he rebels against the authority, the
anti-establishment, I think,
yes,
is the word.
Anti-establishment. Yeah. So he's a loving character.
Now, Italian readers loved Montalbano. Camilleri sold more than 25 million books there, and eventually he earned international fame with a Montalbano TV series that streamed here in Australia on SBS.
Pronto?
Dottore, ci sarebbe la signorina Livia al telefono. Gliela passo o no?
Ah, sì, passamela.
No, siccome le disse ma...
Cadere, ti ho detto di passarmela.
Now, Camilleri's unprecedented success was made even more remarkable by the fact that his books were peppered with language that even many Italian readers couldn't understand. Emilio Lamonaco explains.
Basically, he doesn't use standard Italian as you would do in literature, but he would use a mixture of Italian and Sicilian dialect. And at the beginning, this would put off, of course, most of the readers. This is why publishers didn't want to risk. And his first novel he wrote, it was a crime fiction novel written in the 60s, unfortunately couldn't be published for this reason. This is why he almost changed career. But the peculiarity is this mixture of Sicilian and Italian, which is really, really very funny and entertaining.
Can you get the same joy from reading his novels in English that you get from reading them in Italian, Emilio?
You can have a certain joy, but not the same.
That said, Emilio Lamonaco does recommend reading the English translations of the Montalbano books by Stephen Sartorelli and suggests starting at the very beginning with The Shape of Water. Vale, Andrea Camilleri. Now, if you haven't heard it yet, make sure you go back and listen to last week's interview with the crime writer Adrian McKinty. His new book is The Chain, and he's had a pretty incredible week. Not only did he appear here on The Book Show, but The Chain has just debuted at number 7 on the New York Times print hardcover bestseller list. It's an incredible result for a guy who quit writing and was driving an Uber just a couple of years ago. On Twitter, Adrian says, "I know I am very lucky, but to every struggling writer out there, I say this, sometimes luck happens. So please try to hang in there as long as you possibly can." Finally, in arts news, congratulations to the young adult authors shortlisted for this year's Inky Awards. They are AJ Betts for Hive, CG Drews for 1,000 Perfect Notes, Erin Goff for Amelia Westlake, Lynette Noni for Whisper, and Lily Wilkinson for After the Lights Go Out. The Inky Awards are run by the State Library of Victoria, and I find these awards pretty interesting because they are decided by teen readers. A panel of 8 teen judges chose this year's shortlist, and now all Australian teenagers are invited to vote for the winner. There's a link to the voting page on our website, and to find that, just head to the Radio National homepage and click on The Book Show.